Good morning and welcome to our Sunday morning public affairs show. I'm Radar from 99.1 The Mix. You can also hear this interview, and you probably are hearing this interview, at our sister stations 103.7 Kiss FM and 105.7 The Fan. This week, my guest is Sarah Meany. She is the Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Designee. With many people canceling spring break and summer vacation plans, kind of in uncertainty, up in the air, it's good timing to talk to Sarah from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism to help keep people dreaming of their next vacation or their road trip here in our great state. And with the Safer at Home order in effect, you would think that with everyone staying safer at home, no one is traveling, and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism could probably take a few days off. But Sarah, as we were setting up this interview, you're telling me it's pretty busy in the Wisconsin Department of Tourism.
You would think tourism. Why would we be busy when no one's traveling? And actually, it's because we're prepping for when we can get people to travel again. So yeah, it almost seems counterintuitive, but boy, are we are running like crazy.
I bet you are. So this impact of the COVID-19 coronavirus and the pandemic, it's had quite an impact on businesses. Schools are closed. People are working from home. But one thing we don't think about is tourism in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So you had mentioned that you're busy planning and planning. So what are some things that the Wisconsin Department of Tourism is doing as long as this stay safer at home order is in effect?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. First of all, I think it's important that people understand just how much of an impact tourism has in the state of Wisconsin. In 2018, $21.6 billion, with a B, billion dollars of economic impact came to our state as a result of tourism activity. And that is also, that supports 199,000 jobs in
wow.
our state. So without question, tourism is a really large impact on our economy. In fact, it's the third largest industry. So when you think of it like that, when all of a sudden, you know, travel stops and people stop, you know, spending money at the same rate in, you know, hotels or restaurants or retail stores or at attractions, that's a lot of lost revenue to the state and a lot of lost revenue to those business owners. In fact, in the last 4 weeks alone, Wisconsin has seen a loss in travel spending of $631 million in 4 weeks.
That's incredible.
That's
and then we're looking at people
yeah.
who are, you know, losing their jobs or they're working from home.
Right.
And then the stay safer at home order has been in
mm-hmm.
effect, you know, over a month. And so people can't leave and go and do
right.
the things that they would normally do. So I guess you don't really realize that, sure, you know, you have
mm-hmm.
to work from home and you can't go anywhere, but that's impacting so many other things, like you were saying.
Yeah, it's all interconnected. And so in reality, you know, we as a Department of Tourism at the state level, normally it's our job to tell everyone how wonderful Wisconsin is and come here and spend time and spend money here. And of course, that results in, you know, $21.6 billion of economic impact. But now what we're really, really focusing on, both for the short term and the midterm, is encouraging people to support local. We need to keep these businesses afloat. These are owned by our friends and neighbors. So many small businesses make up the communities and main streets of our own communities, right? And that's what makes it a great place to live here in Wisconsin. But we also need to help these business owners, you know, keep the lights on as much as possible. So many really creative solutions have been coming out of particularly the restaurant industry, with coming up with different varieties of ways to offer their products for pickup or curbside and getting really creative. I mean, even some restaurants are offering delivery that never used to, but now are delivering in costume, for example.
Are you kidding me? Where is this happening?
Yeah,
I want to go.
Yeah, there's a restaurant in Oshkosh that's doing that. I just think people have gotten really creative trying to bring joy to each other and try to be a shining light in a time that's really tough for so many people. So that's one of the most important things that we can do right now, is remind people to do what they can to support those businesses that you really care about in your community, right? That makes a difference for what it feels like to live here. But also, we are working really hard to give people reasons for hope and reasons to stay positive. So many people are doing great things for each other. We created a program or a hashtag campaign called hashtag How We Help, and that's We, W-I, for Wisconsin. So How We Help. And there have been hundreds and hundreds of examples of individuals and businesses who are just getting creative, like, you know, delivery and costume, or frankly, just even the simplest of activities, like, you know, writing chalk messages on the sidewalk for people as they go for a walk, but also businesses that have completely shifted their business model from a distillery to making hand sanitizer. For example, we're seeing that all over the state. So we're sharing that good news and shining a light on that by asking people to share those stories with hashtag how we help. And then we're gathering all of those together on our website at travelwisconsin.com so people can just see the huge response and support of our fellow Wisconsinites to each other across the state. And then last but not least, we're giving people opportunities to dream now so that they can travel later when it's safe to do so. So our marketing team has been hard at work trying to get, you know, programs up and running in a virtual sense to give people the resources and opportunities to think about those happy times that we know we will be able to create down the road when it's safe to travel again.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're talking with our guest this week from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, Secretary Designee Sarah Meany. And we're also wondering about these travel restrictions throughout the mm-hmm. state. You know, we're told we have to stay home, stay close to home. So mm-hmm. there are travel restrictions that go throughout the state. I know I had some neighbors of mine who said, I think we're just going to go up north to our cabin. And I'm like, I don't know if you can do that yet. Or, you know, it's not like a law, but they really frown upon that here in the state to be traveling away from your hometown, your home area. What are some upcoming future travel plans that that people can kind of look forward to? And really, what can they do now with the Safer at Home order in place?
Well, I think it's important for all of us to keep in mind that we're all in this together. And the reason for Safer at Home is really intended to keep us from moving around and potentially spreading the virus from one another to others. And that also means staying closer to home so that the resources and supply chain that help sustain our lives, right, are not taxed. Are not put through extra stress by moving people to other areas of the state. So yes, many communities around the state are very specifically but very kindly asking that people stay at home in their permanent residence, and their communities where they normally live, so that the systems that help sustain us are not overly pressured, right? So, but that doesn't mean there's nothing to do. I fully acknowledge how hard it is to you know, feel like you can stay busy and feel positive when we're seeing the same people who we love in our homes and the same walls over and over again. But, you know, the Department of Natural Resources and many of the state trails and parks do remain open. There were some closures because folks were kind of clustering and a few bad actors were vandalizing some things. But there are so many trails and parks that are still available for walking and for stretching your legs and for fresh air. But also, if you want to get creative with your time and your planning, go online. TravelWisconsin.com. We've been putting programs in place to keep people dreaming about what's possible in the future. We have a couple of really fun games. One is basically a take on Go Fish. Okay. But you actually learn about the fish that you could catch in Wisconsin. And fishing season is right around the corner, and that is expected to still open as scheduled. So those are a few examples. We also have all sorts of inspiring videos and stories for people to use now to inspire planning for later in the season when things are hopefully opening up again.
And do you have like any virtual type of tours on the website? Again, give that website one more time, but is there anything that people can do virtually?
TravelWisconsin.com. We've actually gathered all sorts of virtual tours that are available from lots of different organizations. So whether it's an art museum or a children's museum or a gallery or an outdoor space, we're pulling those all together onto our website, travelwisconsin.com, to make them easier to find. I don't know how many of, you know, our listeners have spent time going to Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin in southwest Wisconsin, but now the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation is making available virtual tours to all of those favorite and famous facilities all over the country, so people can actually enjoy those tours online, and it's really very special to be able to kind of take those in a different way.
And, you know, I think there's some people out there who may be saying, oh, yeah, virtual tour gets boring after a while. But no, if you're taking that virtual tour, start taking some notes, because then you want to see this stuff in person.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, a skeptic may say, well, gosh, maybe I'm not interested in doing that. But many of us are spending a lot of time watching documentaries and movies on Netflix these days. And what we have to imagine is put ourselves in those places and use our imagination and feel inspired by some of these things. One of the programs I'm most excited about is something we are calling Slow TV. Now, I get it. Not everybody wants everything to slow down all the time, and maybe we feel like time is moving slowly, but I think all of us can relate to the idea that our tensions might be high while our attention spans are low. And we've launched the beginning of what will be a series of beautiful landscape aerial views of the state of Wisconsin. And why it's called Slow TV is we are asking people to sit still for just a few minutes, watch the beauty, take it in, and listen to the calm narration that tells you all the reasons why you can take a deep breath, dream of wonderful, happy times with your family, imagine spending time in a beautiful place like what you are seeing, and then plan ahead to come visit us in Wisconsin. We think of it like a guided meditation, but for people who want to go on vacation.
Sure.
And even after watching it for just a couple of minutes, you can feel your blood pressure drop a bit, and it's calming, and it's relaxing, and it's positive and inspiring. So what we're doing as a team is trying to come up with a lot of different ways to appeal to people and give people options for how to think positively about what we can do in the future.
We're talking to Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Designee Sarah Meany. She's our guest here on Sunday Morning Public Affairs, which you can hear on 99.1 The Mix, and also our sister stations, KISS FM and 105.7 The Fan. Sarah, you had mentioned Netflix. What is this Netflix you mentioned before? No, I'm just kidding. I think everybody has gotten quite familiar with Netflix, and you're absolutely right. There are documentaries, there's like drone flyover programs that people are watching, but just the way you described everything about Wisconsin, why does it make me, and hopefully it makes you at home, feel like you're on vacation already? You could just use your mind as you were describing some of the scenes here in Wisconsin. It does give you that relaxing, calming effect.
We're challenging people to step outside the box, outside the walls of the home that they may feel a little bit trapped in right now, and think of times that are happier. In fact, some of the narration actually asks you to imagine yourself in this place. Imagine the looks on the faces of your loved ones who are on that getaway with you, and how happy they are as they're making memories together.
Sure.
And as you're thinking through that, just, you know, the stages of planning for vacation, regardless of how far out it may be, that's an important piece of remembering why we work so hard when we work, right?
Sure.
Many of us don't live to work. We work to live. And so I don't know about you, but my days are actually even longer work-wise right now, because it's a really crazy time for all of us.
It's but almost like you can't put break, work down because you've got the office right there at home, and you're like, I'm just going to go check the email one more time, rather than when you come home from work and during normal times and not these uncertain times, you're sitting there going, oh, I'm going to do that tomorrow. But now that you've got that access to work, it's actually right there, and we want to kind of slow down, maybe like sit in front of a campfire, you know, or get the wood burner going in the backyard. And we also see at travelwisconsin.com, there's a campfire that's launching soon.
That's another one of the programs I'm really excited about. We're creating something called a social campfire. So we'll be setting up a virtual campfire setting in social media that people can join into. You'll hear the sounds that you would hear, the crackling of the wood and the chirping of the birds. And you can engage with that campfire in a social media setting with us. I believe that's launching in the next week on Thursday evenings. We'll be able to share more information about that once we get it fully up and running. Obviously, you know, the circumstances we find ourselves in, we're not necessarily necessarily what we all planned on. And we, too, at the Department of Tourism, have come up with some creative ways and some creative programs in a very short timeline to try to offer folks an opportunity to escape, even if it's just in your mind.
And people can also enter some travel sweepstakes as well on the website?
Yes, we do.
What is that all about?
I know. So 10 folks are going to win 10 different getaways in the state of Wisconsin. And in order to win, everybody can qualify. You can answer a couple questions online, submit yourself as a possible sweepstakes winner, and then those packages will be available for travel for as long as up to a year all over the state of Wisconsin. So it's a lot of really fun ways for people to dream about and plan for their time in Wisconsin.
I think a lot of people are dreaming finally getting over this coronavirus pandemic and being able to go out. And what else were you going to add to that?
Oh, I was just going to share there's a couple of other fun things going on, too.
Sure.
We kicked off something called the Fish Fry Face-Off.
Oh, what is this?
Which is happening on social media, where people are submitting the names of their fish fry spots that are their favorite spots. And then the top 20 are going to go head-to-head through a voting process, and we will crown a winner. But keep in mind, these fish fry spots, many of them are still available and open for curbside or takeout or delivery.
Yeah.
We want to drive people to supporting some of those businesses throughout this time. Those businesses need our support. We got to stay inspired. And frankly, there's no time like the present to take in a fish fry. And tomorrow's Friday.
So exactly.
Check into it and see some of those top spots and maybe try a couple new ones that are new to you.
People are very competitive about their fish fries, so I think that's going to really take off for you. You start talking about their fish fries, the ones they like, the ones that they're like, I'm going to go try this one now. But boy, if they've got their favorite spot, fans of the show are definitely saying, you know what, I've got my spot. It's going to go up against this one. Mine's better. So everybody likes that little competitiveness. And being, like you said earlier in the talk here, with the four walls around you all the time, people are itching to get out there and be a little bit more competitive. And we are talking with Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Designee Sarah Meany is our guest this week on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Sarah, before we let you go, we have to ask you, you sound very, very upbeat. You're very rah-rah for the state of Wisconsin. Sounds very confident, all the talk coming from you. So why are you so confident that Wisconsin tourism can bounce back from this epidemic? Because we've got businesses closing. We're hoping that these small places, these small businesses stay in business once this is all done. We really worry about all the local people out there. So what is the confidence factor here about bouncing back from this pandemic?
Well, without question, businesses and individuals have been hit hard. But it is important to keep in mind, Wisconsin tourism actually saw its largest year on record last year in 2019. So that tells us a lot about the fact that the tourism industry and tourism economy is something people are interested in. We also know that national research is telling us that while folks may not want to get in an airplane right away when it's safe to travel, they are interested in and still planning on taking trips in the next 6 months through and by the comfort of their own car. We're well suited and well positioned for that in the middle of the country. And frankly, that's what we do really well. Road trips all to your heart's content through Wisconsin. But the data is telling us that we have a lot of reasons to be optimistic. And frankly, by being prepared and putting in place programs to be ready as soon as the light turns green to encourage people to do those things that are still safe, we're absolutely ready and look forward to welcoming people back to Wisconsin.
We definitely don't want to open the doors too soon. I mean, we've been going through this for quite a few weeks now. And why not just say, hey, you know what? If we have to wait just a little bit longer, it's going to be that much sweeter when things do open up and we're able to travel throughout the state of Wisconsin. I know there are some people out there I've seen on social media that are kind of grumbling about this, but you're going to have to go through it regardless. You might as well have fun with it and plan ahead for the rest of the year, because you know what, as we say in my business, radio doesn't close. The state of Wisconsin isn't going to close. It's just going to be temporarily shut down here when everybody has to stay safer at home, and we're going to get out there. We're going to take part in these fish fries, helping local business, and also plan our summer getaways and even the fall getaways, because fall colors in Wisconsin are so awesome. Joining me once again this week for Sunday Morning Public Affairs, Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Designee Sarah Meany. Sarah, I hope you stay healthy and also stay well. Enjoy working from home, but I bet you you're itching to get out of the house too.
I'm looking forward to a chance to go check out all the things that I get to talk about all the time. So stay healthy.
Absolutely. And we'll give that website one more time. It's travelwisconsin.com. That's where you can get all the resources for traveling in Wisconsin as you plan ahead. You can get all the virtual stuff there as well. And we really like that travel sweepstakes because you can win something on their website coming up. Yes. Sarah Meany, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Hey, Alfie.